Token Smart Podcast. How's your energy? How's your vibe? My name is Sandy Meows, and I'm here with my dude, Rizzle. Trislet is busy with an accelerated call. We have been having this NFT boom happening regardless of ETH prices right now, and more celebrities are coming in, big names coming in, and the FOMO is real. How are you, Rizzle?
Yo, I'm great. I mean, that seems to be like the thing dominating all the things, right? I assume my phone is like listening to me at all times and sending me targeted articles and like ads and that kind of thing. But I mean, it's been listening to me for a long time and hasn't sent me like the volume of articles and everything that I've been getting. It's crazy. I feel like every time I turn around, you know, now Lindsay Lohan's dropping art on Rarible. This is like normal now, right? Like there's Post Malone is doing something. There's like, I'm sure like a bunch of celebrities who I haven't even, you know, stumbled upon yet that are like now doing things. So I don't know. It's nuts. It's nuts that this is becoming like a normal thing, or, you know, or normalized to any extent in our space. Like Elon Musk is tweeting about Dogecoin and wants to like buy out big bag holders. It's like, what the hell is going on? So I don't know. I mean, it's exciting, right? I feel like we all knew it was going to get to this point. I just felt like it wasn't going to happen like this quickly, or like the ramp up was going to be so rampy. I don't know. I mean, what are you seeing from your end, and what are your thoughts on everything that's happening?
I knew that it was going to happen. I just thought it was going to be maybe like a year from now. I didn't think it was going to be like next year, as in like 1 month from the new year, you know? So yeah, all these artists are coming up. I'm super excited to see, you know, big names that I'm excited for. Like I'm sure even Britney Spears or even Snoop Dogg.
Now's the time to summon them.
Yes.
No, I agree. I mean, it seems like the dominoes are starting to fall. You know, a lot of the people who I think up until this point have been sort of like dipping their toes in the space are like not necessarily like washed up like celebs, but like people, I guess, who like are not at the top of their career and are like interested in tinkering around and exploring some ways to like make some extra money and maintain their relevance and everything. But now it seems like the floodgates have really opened up. And honestly, it seemed like it all coincided with like, you know, when we got rolled into Outlier Ventures' Basecamp program. I feel like they were out in front of everybody by like, you know, trying to accelerate a lot of the big projects in this space. And then it seems like now the whole space got accelerated. So I don't know if they're like right? directly responsible yeah. for that, but it did seem like that coincided with like, yeah, the floodgates really opening and everything. And I don't know, it's nuts. It's crazy to be like the industry experts and have like a bunch of celebrities just flocking to this space, and like rich people and venture capitalists, and like, I don't know, felt like I was minding my own business and we were just like doing our own thing and like having fun in Token Smart like a month ago, and now it's like holy crap. I mean, the volume of people, I think it was like Jeremy from Leyline who was like, dude, how is your Discord growing so rapidly? I was like, dude, I don't even know, man. We just like, I mean, you were saying the same thing. And I guess we do, because the space is, you know, just expanding very rapidly in general. And we've probably done like a pretty good job of sourcing lots of different projects from that are, you know, crypto related, NFT related, but that have their own audiences that are sort of, you know, feeding into our audience. And, you know, have really started to accomplish this goal that we've been pushing of trying to, you know, make Token Smart sort of like the center hub of the metaverse and where everyone comes to get information. And I don't know. I mean, there's a couple other communities who are like doing something slightly similar along those lines, but now I feel like it's like, you know, back in the days of like early television or whatever, like there's going to be more TV channels than just Token Smart. We'll be one of many, I'm sure, in terms of like a information aggregator about this space. But I don't know how like something like that is avoidable moving forward, because, you know, I mean, you know, you've been around for a while in this space. Like, you know, it wasn't too long ago where you could sit down Monday morning and basically catch up on everything, you know, before lunchtime. And, you know, now it's like I feel like I need like an executive assistant, like handing me my Monday brief in the morning. Yes. So I right.
I think it was TalkSam who tweeted out like, is anybody else getting any sleep with all these NFT updates or something like that? And I'm like, dude, is anyone getting any sleep? Because it does feel like that. It feels something is always going on and you're just trying to catch up with everything. So I'm just trying to catch up with everything. And just how you're saying, it really feels like you need somebody else telling you other information just in case you missed it.
Right. We need interns or like admins or something, or like junior crypto advisors or something, or just someone to like scour tweets and tell me what the hell's going on. So I'm not like totally out of the loop. Dude, you also, yes, who sleeps, man? I feel like we need like one of our next ongoing events should be like how to sleep in the metaverse. Or like, because I mean, even my sleep is like embarrassingly like crypto related and restless. I like have weird dreams where I'm like, you know, trying to get in contact with Easy to like talk about some NFT that doesn't even exist, but I cross coordinate with like Dragonate or something. And like, I find myself like waking up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm one of like many fortunate people who is able to turn their like hobby / passion into a job. But how do you turn that off when that was like the thing you were obsessed with, like coming into all of this? And now it's like really blowing. I don't know. We just become like non-sleeping crypto meta zombies or something moving forward.
I get it, because I'm even having like dreams about Discord and, you know, notifications, making sure we're reading all of them and all the tweets.
The Discord noise, I definitely hear that little like one out, like one out, one out in my sleep. Like, oh my God. My computer is not even near me. It's cool though. I mean, it's good, right? I mean, you know, the thing that we're also running into is that like all of the people that we have been working with like all this time are getting inundated in the exact same way that we are. I know we were just talking to Strawberry Sith, and he was saying, you know, he's going to have to dial back his Strawberry Sundays, and we're going to sort of rework that now that he's done like the pilot run of those and everything. But you know, things have ramped up for him. Like everybody who's into crypto lately, I think has the same good problem / challenge, which is just keeping up with everything. And honestly, dude, I feel like people like probably like you, I think of like Easy, Dab Dragon, like people who had already like made a name for themselves by being everywhere in the first place. I'm like, damn, I don't know. It's a good thing like they have their own shows now where like people can come to them, because I just don't know how you can possibly keep up with all the cool stuff going on and just be everywhere at the same time. Just bring it all to us, right?
Yeah, Easy even was mentioning, shout out to Easy's listening party right now. But Easy was saying how he used to be everywhere and now he feels like he's always catching up as well. So it's definitely one of those things where I think everyone's going to need a junior crypto intern.
Yeah. There was a time when it was possible to be everywhere. It is one of the reasons, you know, I feel like I'd be hanging out in Token Smart even if I wasn't like, you know, trying to drive the ship to some extent too, because this is all like content that I'm really interested in learning more about. I feel very genuinely that we're on the cusp of like a, you know, technological revolution that's going to change all the things. And, you know, this is like the virtual coffee shop where everyone can sort of like gather to compare notes and like figure out, you know, how the future is going to look. And it's all really exciting. It's happening in our Discord. We've got another like jam-packed week full of awesome stuff coming up that we're continuing to add to. I don't know. It's cool. It's cool to be able to now like sort of shape this in the way that we want to, in the sense of like, you know, we got Chris on again today from Effect Pieces. We got Jeremy from Leyline. They're doing a thing with us this week, I believe. And then they're also, Jeremy's on the Matt Rizzle show, and they're another one of these projects that's doing something positive. I'm also, actually, this is the first time I'll be telling people about this. I think I gave you a hint of it, Sandy, but finally this thing with Love Handles is going to be taking off. We're collaborating with a lot of money, and he's going to be doing some designs for the virtual food NFTs that people will be able to purchase, and those donations will equal a meal basically for a homeless person. We're being able to like really flex this technology in different experimental ways that are not only like padding people's wallets, because I feel like that's, you know, been happening for years in this space, but now like, you know, the next iteration of like music, art, like charity, you know, all of these things are really starting to take shape and everything. And I don't know, it's just a long ramble. It's just so cool to be a part of, you know, so much stuff going on. We got this Charged Particles. We got that event coming up this week. And that's like no joke. You want to fill people in on the details with that? I can pull them up if you don't have them in front of you.
So think of B20. That was a big event, right? So this is going to be another big event. Charged Particles has been really, really working behind the scenes to get all of this going. DeFi and NFT is what they're bringing to the table. And come to think of it, now that you're mentioning all of this, Rizzle, we've kind of been the crypto junior interns for everyone. Token Smart. You know, that's what everybody, we have been, just because we're always bringing the information to everybody and keeping everybody updated on legit projects and what Love Handles is doing, what Chris from Effect Pieces, from, you know, Jeremy from Ley Lines, everything that they're doing shows you that there's no limit to the NFT space. It's really unlimited. Like unlimitless. Just the other day, I was having a conversation, and the thought of even having NFT recipes, cooking, and stuff like that came up as well, of where it would be a video and then it unlocks the recipe after. And you and I, we've been having conversations about recipes as well. So I know you've also been thinking about this.
I've been trying to get Sandy's mom's tamale recipe. Sandy's mom to mint her tamale recipe so I can buy it and recreate it. This must be manifested.
One of those things where it's like, I think anybody who's probably like Hispanic could relate, because it's not like a recipe. It's like, you know, un poquito de sal over here, un poquito de this. Like, it's a little bit of everything. And it's like, it's not going to come out the same every time, but it comes out delicious all the time. So it's one of those things.
Then she'll just have to mint the video tutorial to go along with it, so I can, you know, do my best to follow along. Stuff like that is so cool. I mean, you know, all right. So can talk to me about Clubhouse, Sandy. I've been like shitting on Clubhouse online on Twitter. I know I probably shouldn't be. I know a lot of people are in there. I know you've been in there as well. I probably need to just like watch how much I run my mouth in general, because I was talking shit on the casino a little bit, not a lot, but Frankie Needles called me out for mostly talking shit on the Matic integration and it being like a little bit clunky. I mean, such is life in this space and everything. But anyway, I've avoided Clubhouse. I also don't have an iPhone, so it's been easy for me too. But what are your thoughts on all that? I mean, obviously there's a ton of people in this space also over there. It's like been sort of a meeting ground. Like what's your experience been like in there?
It's been a really good experience. I just jump in and and then I just listen in. This last time I jumped in with Cloud White, and it was just him and I, and we were just having a conversation just like this. And all of a sudden, Ronan popped in, and then he's a little bit more, I guess, tech savvy with Clubhouse. And he's like, oh, yeah, like, I'll moderate the room for you guys, this and that. And all of a sudden, we had like other followers coming in. I definitely shilled NFT42, Token Smart, Infinity Tokens, Avastars, all of it, and invited them to Token Smart.
Nice.
We were having Foxy's listening party then. So I was just telling them, come over. And we were just having conversations about what an NFT could be. People were dropping different ideas. And you could see the interest in everybody. A lot of newcomers, a lot of people who are entrepreneurs already in their own space who want to come in. So I like it. I definitely just miss the chat. I love sending GIFs.
I mean, so let me, playing the other side of the fence. Is it just hot because it's like, you know, the new thing? Like in my head, I'm like, isn't Clubhouse just basically like Discord with like a lot less capabilities? Or is it actually adding something like other than the audience itself, which that's my impression. Like they've got the people on there that people want to talk to, but the platform itself isn't lending anything like inherently new or different or advantageous to the space. It's just like where the cool kids are hanging out right now.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when Facebook first came out and it was just for college students. So you had to have like that college email to connect to Facebook. So it reminds me of that. It reminds me of just, but this being like only business people could enter with an invite. It reminds me of that, but I think soon enough, it's just a network. And with everybody entering, it's just going to be another connection. And I think soon enough, it's going to be flooded just with all the voice channels that they have. So it reminds me of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. probably something that is like really good to be a part of now before it does expand rapidly, but excuse me. I know we've talked about it before. I don't know how any like fledgling social media product like can stand up to not getting totally destroyed by, you know, the mainstays, whatever you would call them. But cool. I appreciate you being an ambassador on our behalf in there. And I'm sure it's like very valuable and worth your time. And I can then just continue to be avoidant and hate on it from the background. Just tell people they should come to our Discord instead. Just come to our Discord instead. We've got like 10 times the amount of people and funny GIFs.
Exactly.
So cool. And tons of stuff happening this week, aside from our regular stuff, right? I mean, it seems like I'm looking at the calendar now. We got all the regulars back. We got, obviously, Chris with Effect Pieces back today. Easy Listening Party, which is happening now. Avastars Giveaway, Dab Dragon, Mighty Mai. I got Leyline on my calendar for Wednesday, and I think this is sort of like a noob, like, intro to NFTs type of thing that we're doing, right?
Yeah, NFT and the metaverse. So they want to discuss NFTs and the metaverse, and they want to onboard their team as well with a wallet.
Yeah, this is cool, man. This is when we originally got in contact with Leyline, I was actually under the impression that their project was a lot more like natively crypto than it actually is. Like I thought the Leyline points were actually like a token, like a ERC-20 or something like that. And they can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think that is the case, even though they are like, offering rewards in the form of NFTs for people who, you know, make positive impacts on the world and everything. So, but saying all that to say, you know, after they showed up here for their first thing, it became very apparent that a lot of their team is interested in crypto, but like hasn't really dipped their toe in the water yet. And I mean, I don't know about you, Sandy. I can only speak for myself, but I assume everyone who has been in this space right now for a while is experiencing the same thing, which is that every friend and family member who knew you've been in the space for a while is like, so tell me more about Bitcoin, tell me more about crypto, tell me more about NFTs, like how do I learn more? And you know, just over the weekend, I got hit up by like three or four people asking, you know, randomly asking those exact same questions, wanting to know, like, are there any like beginner video tutorials to like enter the space? And, you know, it's with the way that the space has gotten like sort of quote unquote famous so quickly, seems like no one's really had the chance to like do that shit yet. So I'm like, dude, this is like the Wild West, man. Like it's looks nice and shiny when you see like Mark Cuban, you know, selling stuff like, you know, at the drop of a dime or whatever. But like once you actually scratch beneath the surface, everyone's sort of like just doing the thing right now. And I know, I think OpenSea has like an NFT Bible out there, but who knows if it's updated. Maybe it is. Maybe there's more resources out there than I thought. But like, I mean, seriously, like a resource today would look totally different than it would like a month ago, right?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, how's your neighbor Tom? Like, is he asking you any questions? Like, where is he? We want to see him in our Discord. Shout out to Tom.
Yo, shout out to Tom is right. I don't know. It's funny. I was actually just talking about Tom the other day. I know Tom made a decent amount of profit. He, for the people who are listening and have no idea what I'm talking about, the neighborhood that I live in probably thought I was crazy, the crazy crypto guy. I probably was the crazy crypto guy talking about crypto. But anyway, my next door neighbor, who's a great dude, who I have absolutely nothing in common with whatsoever, other than just being like, you know, a friendly neighbor. Turns out he low-key bought into Bitcoin and then like sort of one day just came up to me and was like, hey, Bitcoin. And like, gave me a high five or something. So Tom cashed out what he had put into it and is now just riding the rocket ship or whatever. And I don't think it was a significant sum, but it's enough that it's cool to see like people who really had no idea what was going on in this space, like get in on the action and not only make a little bit of money for themselves, but, you know, this is seems to be commonly agreed upon now that this is the way of the future. And so all of a sudden, Tom, who knew nothing about crypto, is like, you know, on the bleeding edge of technology and can flex that to the rest of our neighbors who did not believe before Tom.
They're believers now.
Right.
Yeah, my mom the other day, after I onboarded like my whole family, my mom the other day she was telling me, I had a dream that I should buy more Bitcoin. I'm like, what?
Dude, the crypto dreams are inescapable now.
Yeah, and I also wanted to go back to we were talking about Clubhouse, and I want to mention that a lot of people were talking about Beeple. Mm. And they wanted to know how to get to that level. And if it's, you know, usually just you post an NFT and boom, you know, you make it. And it's no. And I just want to remind everybody that Beeple drew for he's still drawing. Yeah. And it's up to date is 3,650 days. That's 10 years. So that's hard work. That's hard work paying off. It's not just coming into the space, boom, you know, you yep. mint an NFT and that's it. Just want to let everybody know that there's always hard work behind all of these artists that you are seeing finally get their, you know, their light.
What do you think is going to happen, Sandy? Like, okay, the floodgates are opening, right? Like famous artists, musicians, everyone's like coming in. And do you feel like everyone who's like sort of been in the community and like grinding but doesn't have that level of notoriety who is like, you know, compared to the people who are entering the space now just get like crushed or like eclipsed or whatever? Because I'm like, you know, even a few months ago, before, you know, pre-Beeple, I don't know if that's like if we want to use that as like a official method of time measurement in crypto art or whatever. But, you know, a lot of the artists who were doing very well for themselves were not necessarily well known outside of the crypto art space. But now you got all of these like incredible artists from like, you know, digital artists from Instagram and, you know, all over the world, famous musicians coming in. And does the little not even like the little person is not like the right terminology, but you know what I'm saying? Like, does everyone else just get crushed by like big corporate media entertainment figures? Or like, is this stuff like decentralized enough to the point where it doesn't matter? Or, you know, what are your thoughts?
I think it's unavoidable that big names are going to come in. I think everybody likes to follow the same script of, you know, being a follower. And I think it's inevitable. I can't even say that word, but it's unavoidable. It's inescapable. Yeah. When celebrities are going to come in, I feel they're just big names. They are going to bring new people into the space as well with them. But I feel that, and I feel that they're going to just, eclipse everybody in the space that has been here for years. Hopefully not, but I don't know. Who knows?
I think there's a period of that. It seems like it's inescapable, like you were saying. I mean, in my head, I'm like, right, that's inescapable. Big celebrities come into the scene. They bring their hordes of uneducated crypto people with them, and everyone goes berserk collecting, celebrity stuff and everything. In my head, though, I'd like to think that there's some sort of like renaissance, like, you know, how like every few years, like the previous, you know, three generations ago becomes like really cool or something. I don't know what we're in now, but like maybe like the 90s is cool now or something like that. And like in my head, I would like to think like, you know, the crypto NFT scene between like 2017, 2020 will eventually become like retro cool or something. And then like all the people who were around before the celebrities and the floodgates are really open, like finally like get their time. And hopefully it's not some like, you know, some dead artist shit where like, you know, crypto moves fast enough where like people shouldn't have to die before their stuff gets famous. You know, maybe we're only like a few years out for it, but I feel very protective of this space. I don't know if that's like that makes sense or is like a silly way to feel, but I'm like, man, the people who built this like deserve their time in the spotlight. And it would really be shitty if like, I like Post Malone. I'm down with his music and everything, but it would really be shitty if he just comes in and eclipses like, you know, everybody who's been working so hard to serve up the technology and the concepts that allowed him to just come in and like crush it. Like, you know, he didn't do the Connie Digital like legwork to, you know, get the space to this point where that kind of stuff is possible. He's just a bandwagon, like, you know, person in this space. So I don't know, man. I'd like to think that the people who built this space will eventually get their due. And maybe if we just continue to like talk them up and you know, I mean, you know, look at like Voxel Architects, right? Like they're like a niche, like, thing in this space, but you got to imagine there's like a billion like really really talented like voxel builders in Minecraft and like similar types of platforms. Like those floodgates are going to get open too, and then do they just get like swallowed up because of all the talent coming in, or do they have like, you know, maintain some like crypto punks type of like OG status just because they were here before everybody else?
Hopefully it's not like just washed up in the end. I hope everybody who's been here in the NFT space, all the OGs, I hope everyone gets the respect for being in the space for that while, for that long, and for the work that they've done. I'm really looking forward for CryptoKitties to take off again because I breed it a lot.
It will have its day. I think everyone will. Were you breeding like for any specific traits, or like what was your angle?
The fancy cats. I had, yeah, and then I had Gen. I have a few Gen Zeros.
Oh, nice.
So I definitely wanted. I was just breeding both of them. And I have Katarinas. I have like a nice collection, and all of my CAD codex is full as far as the OG traits. So nice. I'm just waiting for CryptoKitties to come back. And I know a lot of people have been struggling breeding now with, back then it was like 3 cents to breed. Now it's like $150 for one.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah. That kind of stuff was so fun, like back in the early days of NFTs, where you could just like breed a thousand things. It's like so cool to just play around with concepts and projects like that. I'm sure we'll see like more of that on like either layer two or different blockchains or something moving forward. But now it seems like I think everything will have its time again, including CryptoKitties. And now because it's so prohibitive, probably a lot of your cats that can't be minted anymore unless you want to drop a serious amount of money on it, maintain some sort of OG status, because you got to really want to breed these things in order to create more of them at this point.
Look at us talking like back in the day, back in the old days. Oh,
Dude,
wow.
seriously, I mean that's how quickly things change, right? Like
Yeah.
for the cost of breeding one cat, you could have like a fucking animal shelter. Back in the day, like 8 months ago or whatever. I mean, we were just reminiscing about that earlier. Maybe it was last week. We used to give out so many wearables every single whip, and now it would cost a fortune to do something like that. But it is cool to see people still wearing them. I only got halfway through the weekly calendar, and then I just started rambling on all these talent tangents and everything. We got the casino coming up. Do you know what the deal is? I think now we got like some sort of free weekly contest at the casino. Is that correct?
Yeah, so what they wanted to do is they wanted to switch on Wednesdays, because on Wednesdays you get this like free play. I believe you get like 5,000 play tokens that you could go ahead and just gamble away. So they wanted to switch it to Wednesday to do that. That way it gives people opportunity to come to the casino, play for free, don't have to do any of that Matic exchange or anything like that. So come and join us. Yeah.
I'm saying I really stuck my foot in my mouth with the Matic thing. They're all do that. Whoops. I think there's potentially prizes on the line, or maybe we can put up some prizes on the line for the free thing on Wednesday.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of prizes, for Friday's Magmaster Artistical Cupid, I totally forgot to spin the wheel for people who participated in the Love Fest 2021, because we were going to go ahead and use all those participant and spin the wheel. So tomorrow, on the Avatars Weekly giveaway, we'll have two wheels, and one will be for the participants of the Love Fest, and then the other one would be is going to be for the weekly Avatar giveaway. So definitely stay tuned and participate. Rid
Yes.
the harass.
Yes, participate in our thing. Win an Avistar. The floor is even higher than it was last time, and everything keeps going up, and the site's still down for maintenance. So it's a great way to get one for free with like very little effort. Yes. So check out the Metal Olympics tweet or Twitter handle, and it's super easy. Just respond to the thing.
And speaking of Avastars too, I know that there's been someone out there who's been trying to collect, who has been collecting exclusive, and I've been getting bids on my
Yeah,
exclusive.
me too.
Right. And then I saw another bid on another exclusive. So those exclusives are hot right now. Just be on the lookout. And I keep on cutting you off with the calendar on Wednesday or so. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. We'll get through Wednesday eventually. That's how much cool stuff is going on.
Yeah.
Someone offered me 7,500 USDC for my Rizzle Avastar. And I was like,
No.
even if it was like $75,000, I'm like, dude, I think I would have like an identity crisis at this point. Like, what is someone else is just gonna like start using it or something, or just
I
like,
feel the
right? So I don't know. I feel like this was a genius like marketing play by Jim and Avistars in general to like get people to start using them as their profile picture. Because now I'm like stuck with it. I'm like, dude, this is me and how like everyone recognizes me online. And I can't get rid of it now. So I don't know. No regrets. I love it. But I don't know. No, I've seen the same thing. Lots of big bids flying around, and lots of people not selling for anything. I think I saw some founder go for, I want to say like 32 ETH or something over the weekend, or maybe it was an exclusive. Yes. So long way of saying, get your Avastar for free at our weekly thing on Tuesday. How's the Cupid thing? Nobody bid on anybody's, nobody wanted a date. Yeah, I was thinking to myself, I was like, dude, I hang out with Sandy so much. I should buy her a date just to send her away from me and give her an hour to herself.
Oh, yeah. Nobody made any bids on anybody. Crypto finally was there too. She was one of the, I guess, Cupids, you could say. Cloudwide was there, Vandal was there, a lot of good artists were over there too, but we're just too expensive, we're too bougie for everyone, I guess. I don't know.
What am I gonna pay to hang out with them for? They're all right here.
I think you're definitely right, but I was throwing out there a fancy cat that I was telling everybody, if you bid for me, I'll give you guys a fancy cat and even an Avastar, but nobody, I wasn't able to pull in anybody. I'm like, all right, it's okay. I got 1 hour for myself.
Those NFTs, right? They're still out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you should never sell those. Those will, when we're super famous and those get seen that there was never a bid placed on them before, you'll eventually sell that thing for like many thousands of dollars. I'm calling it right now.
Thanks, Rizzle.
Yeah, it will happen. Okay, so wait, back to Wednesday. We've got the Leyline noob intro thing, which is great, honestly. I'm not trying to like minimize that by calling it a noob thing. I feel like it's really important, and they're an awesome community and super fun. We've got the casino free thingy. And then that afternoon / evening, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, is this Charge Particles launch party, which, dude, that whole team is great. Ben, Mango, one of the first, I feel like, teams we've worked with who like really understands like what it takes to pull off an event and has a lot of the details like worked out ahead of time. Yes. Understands like transitions, like who passes the mic to who, like if something, we got some dead time to fill, we got to do that, who's going to be in the chat box monitoring for like something, they like get it. So I'm like,
they're on it.
yes, it's good, and their event sounds awesome. They've got like all sorts of there's like giveaways and drops and like speakers, and I gotta pull up the thing, but that's on the calendar from 5:30 to 7, and that goes right into the Matt and Rizzle show with Jeremy from Leyline on it that evening. So Wednesday is going to be hopping basically in our Discord.
It is, with that, especially with that global launch party and art drop. So definitely show up, everyone. They're having lots of giveaways.
Yes. Oh, it's gonna be fun. I love giveaways. I'm like, that's my new thing. And now people are like, when they want to do an event, I'm like, hey, don't you also want to do a giveaway? Everybody loves giveaways. Meaning me. You should really think about giving something away to all of our audience, because I want free stuff. That's cool. All right. And then let's see, Thursday, back at the Whip. And then I think afterwards, I believe it's Proof of Beauty. I gotta circle back and double check. But that is a really cool project that we've talked about a couple times, and I think we're gonna do a deeper dive into Proof of Beauty, which is it's a generative project that I don't know if generative is quite the correct description, but it's essentially turns hashes into pieces of art that you can mint. So you could pull up a hash from any transaction anywhere and mint it on their platform, and it turns it into an awesome piece of art. And he's going to do a giveaway.
Yes.
So that will be following the Whip on Thursday. Friday, we got Eclectic Method back in the house, quickly becoming one of my favorite weekly things that I push everything out of the way for, because it just happens at the perfect time for me on Friday. It's like 1 p.m. when I'm starting to think about how I don't really want to do anything else for the rest of the day and how to avoid work for the remainder and set myself up for the weekend. Eclectic Method comes in and makes that shit like a party. So the casino is not going to be on Friday anymore, correct? That's now moved to the Wednesday free casino spot. And then we got Who What Wearable back in their weekly spot on Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Is that looking right to you?
Yeah, that's correct. But if you still want to go in and gamble with Matic, it's all there. You could still join.
It's really not as hard as I made it sound to be. I figured it out. There's a good video. They're all awesome. You guys should check it out. Especially if you're better gamblers than I am. No, that whole team is awesome. Honestly, they came in and crushed it on Friday. They were like, you know, had some like higher level discussions going on about like, you know, the casino, how, you know, it was formed and like the premise behind it, which is actually really, really fascinating. It's not like there's just some like casino overlord, like raking in all the profits or something. It's actually like set up in a decentralized DAO type of fashion that I'm not even going to try to explain because I'm going to butcher the explanation. But that whole squad, Baus and Frankie Needles and them, Bitcoin Louie, they know the inner workings of it inside out. And it's actually, if you're going to lose money gambling, you might as well do it while supporting like a decentralized project that, you know, reallocates it in a reasonably better way than some shady casino in, you know, on the strip or something. And then that brings us to Sunday. Saturday is the day of rest. Sunday back with Magmaster, Confessions, potentially Strawberry Sith, depending on how things proceed from there. But yeah, another jam-packed week. And I'm, again, looking at the calendar, sprinkled in between all that is a whole bunch of meetings with people that also want to do awesome things moving forward with us. So it's fun stuff, man. It just makes me thankful that we got Dragonate in with us, you know, full time to help us execute on these things, because otherwise I don't know how we'd do it.
Same. Me too.
Shout out Trizlet, who's currently accelerating, talking very, very fast, I assume, being accelerated. holding it down for us on the back end or the front end, depending I don't know on which end you're at.
Where? Thanks, Trizlet. Thanks,
Trizlet. Anyone else we got to hit?
Just shout out to the Token Smart fam. Like, thank you all so much. Yeah. And yeah, we're doing all of this. We're your crypto interns here. So thank you so much. Greatest interns of them all. Yeah.
Damn it. Anyways. How did I ask for interns without realizing we were the interns? I don't like this title at all.
I don't know. Let's think of a different title.
Yeah. All right. Source it from the audience. Help us, people. We don't want to be the interns. Or at least even if we are, we need to give ourselves a title that makes it seem like we're not and that other people are our interns. So we just need to frame the situation properly and I'll feel much better.
Me too.
All right, Sandy. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to doing it again next week. And yeah, shout out to the listening party. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you all. Meow.
Meow.